Well, today we're at Riverside High School in Oakland, and we're visiting with some of the tops of the graduating class of 2013. We've got four youngsters to visit with here today. Let's start with
Christian Jorgensen.
Hey, Christian, tell us about your family.
My parents are Todd and Jill Fingenbutz, and my sister is Cassidy Fingenbutz.
Okay. Talk about classwork here. What did you enjoy here at Riverside?
By far, my favorite classes were shop and probably sciences.
Okay. Any particular teachers that were your favorites, kind of pushed you in the right direction?
Mr. Fell and Mr. Oliver.
Okay. Why?
Mr. Fell taught me a lot in shop class, and Oliver was just a fun guy to hang around and be with.
Okay, very good. What do you think it takes to make a good teacher? I mean, do they have certain qualities, characteristics that you think really help them get in touch with the students?
They have to be like your friend, but they also have to push you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy here in school?
I'm in football, golf, and baseball. And then I'm also in FFA, Rocket Club, and LYO.
Okay. Sounds like a pretty busy slate there. Do you have a favorite among those?
Golf's my favorite.
Okay. Do you enjoy the team aspect? Seems like everything you're doing there is part of a group. Do you like the group aspect of accomplishments?
Yep. That's my favorite.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about down the road here. What's up next for you? Where are you going to be this fall?
I'm going to attend Iowa Western Community College and study construction and golf there. And then I plan on transferring to UNI to major in construction management.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa Western and UNI? Is there a specific reason that you chose those two institutions?
I have an opportunity to golf at Iowa Western, so that was a big push. And then UNI is the only one around here that offers that major.
Okay. Why did you choose that? Is that something you've been thinking about for a long time?
I've always liked building stuff, and my grandpa's always helped me do that kind of stuff, and I've always wanted to be like him, so.
Okay, easy enough. Well, very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What would you want them to know as they get ready to start high school?
Go out for sports so you know people that you're going to be associated with in high school.
Okay, get involved. Very good. Well, Christian, thank you very much. Who's next?
Mike Wilson.
Okay, Mike, tell us about your family.
I have two parents, Candace and Richard Wilson, and I have two brothers currently in the Riverside school system, Nathan and Christopher Wilson.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
Everything, basically. I enjoyed all my teachers, but I think out of my favorite one, I enjoyed Coach Swenson. He's no longer here. He really took me under his wing, and I really enjoyed him.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think you'd be different if you didn't have an opportunity to work with a guy like that?
Yeah, probably, honestly. Yeah. It just, he pointed me in the right direction coming into high school.
Okay. Well, it's nice to have somebody to kind of help you through some of those things, too, and somebody to visit with, too. Is it nice with a smaller school district? I realize you don't have anything to compare it with. You didn't go to a larger one, but sometimes the teachers have a lot more interaction with you outside the class, in the hall or different places and stuff, too, where they get a chance to visit with you about the bigger picture and stuff. Is that an advantage?
The hands-on advantage, yeah. You get closer to the teachers, and you understand how much they care about you, and that affects you so much.
Yeah, good. Well, talk about your extracurricular activities.
I'm a football and golfer. I think my favorite sport was football overall. I just enjoyed the team bonding. It made me closer to a lot of people in this school.
Okay, very good. You probably couldn't imagine what school would be like if you didn't have some of those extracurriculars to do.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, it was just
obvious.
No. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the future for you. What's up this fall?
I plan on going to Iowa Central Community College and majoring in agriculture technology, and after that I'm going to transfer to Northwest Missouri State.
Oh, very good. A Triton. Odd that I know that. That's where I went. Good choice, by the way. Why'd you choose Iowa Central?
I like their program, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've looked at Iowa Western and Iowa Central, and I just picked Iowa Central.
Okay. Well, why'd you choose that course of study?
It's something I grew up with. It's something I've always known. Okay. So.
Was that always going to be your career track? Did you ever
honestly,
know a time
no.
where you thought about something else?
No, I wanted to be a physical therapist for a while, honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
So why did you change your mind?
Spending a lot of time with my grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up with agriculture. It's something I know.
Okay. Kind of stay in the family business. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the eighth graders then, too. Give them some advice. What should they know before they get started with high school?
Your studies are the most important. It's what's going to help you in the future. Yeah, you're going to make friends, but You got to have your academics. It's this world's turning into too much. You got to have your academics.
Okay. Dig yourself a big hole if you don't get off to a good start, right? Yeah. Thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Rachel Faga.
Okay. Rachel, tell us about your family.
My dad is Joel Faga. Mom's Terry Faga. And I have a stepmom, Deb Faga, and a brother, Kyle, and sister, Haley.
Okay. Who's your favorite?
I don't know.
Bad question, huh? All right. Hey, tell me about schoolwork and stuff. What did you enjoy here?
I really enjoyed like anatomy and physics are tougher classes, but I really enjoyed that teacher, and I am taking a psychology class this year, so it's really interesting.
Okay. You talked about some of the tougher classes, though. Do you find that schoolwork, has it come easy for you normally, or do you work real hard at it?
Most of the time it comes pretty easily, but those classes really have pushed me a lot harder, and I think those ones have really prepared me like for what college is going to be like.
Okay. You hope. hope. What about teachers? Any favorites?
I kind of get along with all my teachers. I'm pretty close with all of them, but Mr. Conover stands out to me a lot because I gave him my governor award, and he's ever since he's been here, he's pushed me through all my sports and in my schoolwork, so he stood out to me the most.
Okay. I said something to Mike, too, about that personal attention that you get sometimes with teachers in a smaller school district. Have you enjoyed that, too?
Yeah, I really enjoy it because then I know I can have someone to talk to as well, even if it's not about schoolwork, because they're also my coaches, so I feel like I can talk to them about personal problems if I need to or anything, really.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
I'm in volleyball, basketball, softball, track, soccer, and I'm also in National Honor Society, Pep Club, Science Club, and Student Council, and I've been in FFA and MYF, and I work at the Back 40.
And how did you get time to come here and visit with us today? Seriously, though, how do you keep yourself organized enough to not get overwhelmed by all that?
I just do my schoolwork during the day, and then I go to my sports, and then if I have to work, I work, and I'll stay up some nights late, but if not, I'll just go to bed. Most of it comes pretty easy, so it doesn't take too much.
Do you realize what a crash it's going to be in college when you're not that busy?
Yeah, I've actually thought about that, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, do you have a favorite among all those?
Softball, for sure.
Okay. Well, that's good. You got one more go then. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's the future for you? Where are you going to be next this fall?
I'm going to attend Morningside College, and I'll play softball and major in psychology.
Okay. Why Morningside?
My grandma lives up there, and my aunt also, so it's kind of like home already, so I feel really comfortable there.
Okay, and why that course of study?
I just really like helping people, and I don't know, I feel like everyone should always smile, so that's kind of like my goal is to help people find their smile like later in life.
Mm-hmm. So do you see yourself maybe as a therapist later on?
Yeah, something like that. I kind of want to open my own practice, but I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know as they get ready for high school?
Definitely don't slack off freshman year and get involved and keep your friends close because you're going to need them. Even though you may fight and have drama and stuff, you're going to need them through high school.
Okay, very good. Well, Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And who's next?
Kaylee Kanoki.
Okay. Kaylee, tell me about your family.
I have 10 siblings. I won't go through all their names, but the oldest is 21 and the youngest is almost here. My mom is Angie Pancraft and my dad's Rod Kanoki.
Okay. But you do know all their names, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just in the interest of time. Well, let's talk a little bit about your schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I liked fashion and art and memoir.
Okay. Are you a creative person?
I would like to think so.
Okay. Well, talk about teachers then. Do you have any teachers that are your favorites?
Miss Bentley is probably one of the teachers that have pushed me the hardest and the farthest.
Why is she your favorite? Just because she gets after you?
I wasn't a big fan of her at the beginning, and then she pushed me, and I didn't like her even more because I felt like she was mean, and then I realized what she was doing for me, and I continued to take all of her classes, and I've been in there for 3 years and taken her classes 2 times each year.
How are you going to survive without her?
I don't know. I'll definitely keep in touch.
You're going to find out soon. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
I was in cheerleading and FCCLA and yearbook.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably cheerleading.
Okay. For those who don't know, could you explain FCCLA to them?
It's basically where you do a whole bunch of like community things.
Okay. Kind of a community service group to keep in touch with things going on outside the school then, too. Good. Well, talk a little bit about down the road for you. What's next? Where are you going to be this fall?
I'm probably going to stick around here and go to Iowa Western and take my main classes. I'll go into photography and medical coding, and then I'll probably transfer over into school over in Omaha.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa Western?
I moved here from a big city, and I became really attached and don't want to leave.
Okay, very good. Well, then talk a little bit about the course of study. Why'd you choose those particular areas to study in college?
I'm really got into fashion, and then there's fashion photography, and maybe someday I can do like magazine photos and stuff like that. That would be my big goal.
Okay, very good. You do have some big plans then. Well, give the eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they get started with high school?
Definitely choose your solid friends. Do not talk about people. It's a lot of drama. I would definitely get involved with school.
Okay. Yeah, it's a small school. Word travels really fast around here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Well, Kaylee, good luck to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Very good. That's Kaylee and Rachel and Christian and Mike, and I want to thank them very much. They're some of the tops of the class of 2013 at Riverside High School.